everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and we are getting ever so close to not only the end of Power Rangers RPM, but the Disney era. Today, we're going to be watching the 30th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Endgame. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into that episode, and we're going to do this here in 3, 2, 1, go! Endgame was the 30th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on December 19th, 2009, written by John Tellegen and directed by Mike Smith. They're putting one back together? Why? Use it to find the base, I guess? They don't know where it is?
Morning.
Don't you look happy? Sleep well?
Great.
What's wrong here?
Tom, I feel really good.
This can't be good.
What? It's just apple juice.
Oh, there it is. Real or a nightmare? Nightmare, okay. Vengeance's base is huge. How are they not able to find that thing? Well, maybe they just can't scan for it or something because of the whatever damage out there. Uh-oh.
Wonderful idea, Master. Weaken the Rangers before the final strike. When do we attack?
We attack now. You will stay here.
Me? Stay here? But I'm a warrior.
The best way to fight a human is to be part human.
Oh, some jealousy.
But she, it's unwise to argue with Benjax.
So that's how it is.
Okay, that's kind of freaky.
Okay. We could not sleep.
So we decided to do an experiment. Oh, we found a busted up grinder.
And it had a homing program. We put it back together.
Hooked up a camera.
Booted it up.
And it worked.
He's heading home.
He'll show us where Vendrick's palace is. Oh, you guys are brilliant.
Wow. Oh. And yet.
There's a breach in Sector 14B. Wake everyone up. Hurry.
Here they come.
Stop right there.
Don't worry, Master. He always says that.
Rangers, you have foiled me.
He does say that a lot.
Vendrick?
No way. You might have a new body, but you're still going down.
Foolish Rangers, go ahead and fight. But with every passing second, I become stronger. Destroy them!
Haven't they already trashed this guy before? Huh. Ooh, dang. Okay, what's going on here? Again, what's going on here?
Hey, what's it doing?
That's what I asked. Ew! That thing moves pretty good for something that color. Oh, I feel like we're gearing up for something bad.
Activate engine cell.
Say goodnight.
Here we go again. Oh, this is gonna hurt the Rangers. Told ya.
Your synchronicity.
Yeah, great. So hit a few buttons and fix her up, right?
The only way to fix her up is to destroy that attack bot. I can recalibrate your biofield signatures, but it's only a temporary repair. Operator Series Black, you don't look well.
I'm fine.
It could be the Vendrick virus. We should do another Magna scan.
I said I'm fine. Just drop it, okay?
I'll go talk to him. We have a special bond.
Oh, okay.
anything?
So far.
Is that camera work, or are we actually viewing something from the corner? Is someone there?
Why is there always someone trying to follow me?
Well, maybe you haven't guessed, but we care about you.
Care all you want. The virus is incurable. What's the point?
The point is, I'm going to take you back to the lab to get a body scan, or else I'm going to drag you back kicking and screaming.
I'd like to see that.
I've got moves you've never seen before. You want to see some? Okay.
He's going to leave. Oh, fun. He's got a pretty good kick, though.
You mean moves I never wanted to see. Come on, tough guy, let's go. Bring those moves with you.
Wow, they walked right through that. That was pretty cool. Is Dylan sweating badly now? It's gotten wet. If this didn't work the first time, it's probably not going to work this time. I mean, if you can try it, I guess. Because I can't stop you. Oh yeah, let's just keep going. That's a good idea. Keep doing it. Oh, but from an angle, maybe it does work. Maybe? Hey, it seems to have, but we're only halfway through the episode, so...
Right. Dylan!
Are you guys alright?
Start the download, now!
Ziggy, take Dylan to Dr. K.
Right.
Now this is new. Wow, that was shorter than usual. Yeah, because it worked on the other guys. Ah, overload. That might work, maybe? It did! Again, we're only halfway through the... not halfway, but we still... Yeah, halfway through the episode here. Something's happening that we don't know about yet. Is that robot a combination of a bunch of other robots?
Ventrix virus has reached 51%.
More than half.
Yes. Ventrix could activate him. Take control of your thoughts and actions.
And they just mentioned something about that. So that's great.
That's it.
No, Dylan. That is definitely not just it.
It's not over till it's over. I've been working on
it. And it's not over until the fat lady sings.
Well, good. Let's do it.
And I don't see any fat ladies.
Much too dangerous at this stage. This antidote could either cure you or destroy you. There's no in-between. Which is why I can't let you have it until I've run more tests.
He's gonna just grab it and use it, isn't he? Or Scott's gonna use it on someone? I don't know. Wait, this guy's a hybrid? Ironically, Dylan attacking them was the original plan.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work for long if we lose Dylan.
Look, I can't endanger the entire city for the sake of one person. Even if he's...
Look out!
Robotic.
I can't believe it.
Since when?
He's a hybrid.
How did that happen?
Precisely. He was infected by Ventrix long ago, perhaps during the war. The virus has grown until it was powerful enough for Ventrix to control his mind.
Well, what if there are others?
Exactly my thought. I cross-reference Hicks' scan with this. This photo was taken an hour ago. And this is the Magna scan.
Oh, crap.
Just like Hicks, these hybrids could be activated with a signal. And we wouldn't know until it was too late.
A signal? Like what?
A sound, light ray, most likely a magnetic wave. Like switching on your TV.
So if all those hybrids...
are flipped on at the same moment...
end game.
Oh, hey! Title of the episode in the episode. Huh. Yeah. Good job, Dad.
This is the situation. We're here now. So whatever we do, we have to do it together.
Well, this time, we go with your plan. We take the fight to Ventrix. And you take the lead. Just tell me what you need.
Oh. Having some respect for his son. That's cool for once. Only took 30 episodes.
Alright, guys. This is the real deal. First step, we find Ventrix's palace.
Alright.
Guys.
You should move on to step two.
Our grinder found it! Ventrix Palace!
This step goes.
Kaboom!
Not bad. Uh-oh. You're in trouble, Kylo Knight. Ooh.
But Master, I would...
Get out of my sight.
Oh, no. You're not destroying him? So he's just going to be like a renegade guy now? Jeez. Simple. What does she have?
Beware, Tenaya.
Uh-oh.
One of my glitches is lethal.
Lethal? Are they allowed to use that word? Oh, no. The episode's about to end. Is she actually going to activate the thing? Two minutes. Uh-oh.
All shields are at maximum power.
Good. Keep them that way. I want all platoons ready to move in 10 minutes.
We're heading towards the exit point.
Uh-oh, here it goes. Okay, I enjoy the effect here.
What was that?
A magnetic wave.
What in the world?
Oh yeah, it's gonna say Dylan.
Dylan, what is it?
Uh-oh.
Auxiliary power just kicked in, sir.
Get those shields back up.
Oh, she's one too? Dang it. Oh. Oh boy. You know, I give this show one credit. They do really good with the cliffhangers, don't they? Wow. All right. So, not much to say here. That was a pretty banger, a word that can be used these days. That was a pretty banger episode. You got your full battle, plus a lot of setup. I'm not sure what the point of the monster guy was other than to just pad till the end, but whatever. So, anyway. All right, so we're heading into the final stretch, the last two episodes, which just happened to be a two-parter. So next time, we'll be watching episode 31, Danger and Destiny Part 1. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.